Hey guys, welcome to Game Chat. I am back finally.
Yeah, you don't have to do this anymore.
On July 2nd is the date of this chat. That's what I've been trying to say for the past minute. Today we are talking about Batman Enemy Within, episode 1, which is called The Enigma, released in 2017, published and developed by Telltale Games. So again, welcome. Again, we are Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. We always start with intros, so you guys who are listening know who you're listening to. And our intro question this week is, well, it has to do with John, aka the Joker, preteen years. Well, teenager years? Really adult? I don't know. Gives Bruce a get well soon card at the funeral for Lucius. So, what's the most misplaced card gift you've ever received, if you have received one? Starting at the top.
This is Franco. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have anything to qualify for that, thankfully.
Well, that's nice.
But the only thing that went over the top maybe was I was at work and when I had my 50th birthday, they totally destroyed twice their fun office over 50 stuff all over the place, including my office chair and commode.
Oh, goodness.
What'd they do?
They took my office chair and they, for some reason, I don't know, when the nurses in the school supposed to have sent back a, you know, I'm sorry, commode toilet that, you know, yourself. So it was in our storage basement, they brought it on back to my desk.
Wow. That's good.
Oh, yeah, my turn. Who scored?
You're a second.
Well, is it better?
And we're back.
It's better now.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll just continue with this then. Go ahead.
We're gonna have to delete like a minute of silence there.
Chris is like, no, we won't.
It's okay. We're having Discord issues, people.
Sorry. It's okay. This is Madeline, and so I didn't get this gift, but I gave it. So I was like 9 or 10, and my parents, like many people do, decorate for Christmas several weeks in advance. And so we had all of our stockings out hanging up, and so I got some packing peanuts and put one in everybody's stocking. And unfortunately, my dad was behind the curveball that year, and that was the only thing in my mom's stocking on Christmas morning.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
That wasn't your fault.
That was not my fault, because I was like doing it like a little joke, like, ha ha ha, everyone got packing peanuts from Santa, but yeah. I didn't tell her that was for me because she was really mad that was all was in her stocking.
Nice.
And now if she ever listens, she'll know.
She will know. I apologize, Mom, and I definitely apologize, Dad, for letting you take the heat for that.
This keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
Next?
This is Kevin, and I never really got a misplaced gift. Or given one than I can think of. I did one time get a duplicate of a gift. So I got I had some Arthur, the Aardvark, like library book game, and somebody else. I think I had gotten it.
Nice.
Earlier for Christmas or for my birthday, and somebody else gave it to me for my birthday again. So we had to return it.
Wow. Yeah.
Was it any good?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't played it in a while. I remember liking it, though, because it was like you collected like all the various Arthur books and they were like little cardboard pieces. Then you had like a little cardboard backpack that you'd stick them all in.
Oh, neat. I don't really
remember how it was played, but it, I was always liked playing with it.
Fun.
This is Chris. I can't think of any like misplaced gifts, but I've gotten some like really bad ones.
Nice. Give us an example.
Let's see. During a Yankee swap or white elephant, as it's known in other parts, I got a scented pine cone.
Oh.
Nice. I've gotten a McDonald's gift card with no value.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah, just like, and then like other Secret Santa gifts. Like, you know, there was a Secret Santa that I participated in, and I guess my Secret Santa didn't get me anything.
Oh. Wow.
You need new friends.
Yeah.
Well, you also got the loot box Secret Santa.
Wow. I mean, that was fine, but you know, it was still pretty cool because I don't mind Spider-Man, but what else?
This is Steph. And nothing comes to mind as far as I do know one time that I gave a friend, I think, who was it? Her grandmother died, I think. And I gave her this nice willow figurine, which I think they're called willow, but like it's like carved wood and it's like usually like, but it was something about like remembering your grandmother, something you buy like at a Bible bookstore or at a Hallmark store.
Yes.
Yeah. But then I also gave them chocolates along with that. And that was kind of weird. Besides that, my mom, which is kind of weird, my mom would like, I never liked baby dolls growing up. And so, but every year for Christmas, she would give me a baby doll. I think trying to get me into liking baby dolls. And that went on until I was about 13.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought you were going to say that until I was 32.
She really tried. She really tried. Now, eventually, like, I just kind of told her that I didn't like baby dolls. And she because she just never got the hint. Like, she just kept getting them for me. And then finally, I was like, I don't really like baby dolls. And she was like, oh. And I think she took offense. I don't know. Mothers. Anyways.
Fine. You get nothing.
Yeah, fine. So, again, we're talking about episode one of Batman, The Enemy Within, or Enemy Within, from Telltale Games. And again, it's your typical kind of Telltale game flair with choices, kind of a very driven story. Very railroaded. But you know, we enjoyed the first. We played the season one, I think it was last year. And enjoyed it pretty well. I think we gave it some pretty good scores just because of the storytelling, I think. That's it. So in the game, you start out at the casino. Which is where the episode opens. And there's a pretty, like, you know, intense choice there where you have to choose, which I think kind of affects, like, what they say to you later. Whether you have Gordon send in, because you're talking, you know, of course, you're playing as, who's listening, you're playing as Bruce in this game or as Batman. And you're in this casino, you're talking to a few people and you're talking to Gordon on your headset. Some things are going down. Did you order the tear gas or did you order a frontal assault?
Tear gas.
Tear gas.
Frontal assault.
Wow.
Send
in the cavalry.
So I know with the tear gas.
Guns blazing.
I chose the tear gas because I was like, well, I don't know. Like, there seemed to be a lot of people, which is why I didn't choose the frontal assault. But with the, you choose the tear gas, you hear about it later. Yeah, did I not say 2017?
Oh, I think you said last year.
Okay. I might have. That's me. Oh, no, I think I said, anyways, I think we talked about season one last year. But, so, Madeline, did they, with the frontal assault, did you get some flack about it later from Waller?
Yes. So it doesn't she said it was dumb that people got hurt because of that. And, like, at one point, it looks like Batman and the cops are winning. But then, something happens, and then the Riddler's goons start shooting a bunch of the cops. And I'm like, you have giant, like, riot shields, and no one is wearing a flak jacket as well? Like, he shot you point blank.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, Telltale didn't really do research much. It seems
they didn't have time to.
Sorry, we have to make more contrived choices for people to make.
They were too busy developing games.
Yeah.
It was a classic damned if you do, damned if you don't. It was, you're going to take flak no matter what you did.
That's what I figured.
But, for tear gas, you end up getting into a fight with the head guy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get zapped by, one of the agents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did you find yourself, because then, you know, Waller comes in and flaunts herself, and you have Gordon there, and it just all goes down. So remind me, because I can't remember from season one, and maybe you guys can either. Waller was in season one, wasn't she, or no?
Not that I can remember.
So this just happened. So they just have as Madeline pointed out, have a pissing contest for just because she's the new woman in the mm-hmm. in the precinct,
taking over, edging in on Gordon's turf here.
Well, yeah, because Waller is technically like FBI.
Yeah, well,
the agency.
Yeah,
it's the equivalent of like it's sort of like an FBI, but I think it's somewhat different.
Has even less oversight, if you can imagine that.
The age-old drama of cops and FBI. They never the get along. The feds. They never get along, ever. So did you guys find yourself siding with Waller or siding with Gordon, tried and true?
Siding with Gordon, because Amanda Waller, just like in the comics, is a bad word.
Spoilers? Possibly?
Well,
like her personality or things that her character ends up doing?
Well, just in general, she's always been a...
So her personality?
Yeah. She's Bull always China been show. A person that you don't really like that much.
She's a stick in the mud.
Yeah.
I tried to cozy up to her as much as I could without, like, outright offending Gordon, because they have cool toys. Batman likes cool toys, and they have more resources, and Batman needs all the resources he can get, particularly after the events of this episode.
Yeah.
Which we will get to.
Yeah, I think that I did say that I worked with Gordon, but I also didn't make it, like, I also kind of shared information. Like, I shared a couple of things. Like, there was always a closed mouth option. There was always, like, completely telling her, like, what you found, what's happening option. And there was always, like, this middle ground of, like, saying, like, the least amount that you could. And I always did that with her. I always gave her something, but didn't, like, give her everything. 'Cause she's a bit of a firecracker. Not too sure about her.
And Gordon's when Batman asks him why in particular he doesn't like her, besides that she's part of the feds, he's like, well, she doesn't do things by the book. She's no regard for due process. And in my head, I'm going, so she's Batman, but like legally.
Okay.
Why am I supposed to have a problem with this?
Yeah, I could see that. You know, I could.
Because,
I think she has less morals.
But we don't know that yet.
Yeah,
no one knows
to
like
this
that
point in the story.
Yeah. Gordon probably doesn't know that.
Also, if you know the comic book, she doesn't.
I know, but we're going off of what they know at this point in time.
But yeah.
I did it more
for metagaming.
Yeah. More for loyalty for Gordon than anything else.
Yeah.
So that brings up kind of something interesting that I have next, is that like with these games, I mean, there's not too many of them, but like with a game like this that's franchise based, with a franchise that is well known by several, even by the most casual kind of like comic book person will know probably like Batman information, because he's been everywhere for several years now. Well, not really. Well, I guess probably more before. Anyways. Ben Affleck. Anyways. So like, do you find that it affects like your choices as a player in a game like this that's very story driven and player, you know, I mean, yes, Telltale gives you the illusion of choice, but also it gives you a choice, whether it ultimately matters or not. Did you find yourself making decisions based on like how you would respond, how a Batman that you want, a Batman that you would want to see would respond, or how Batman from the comics from the movies that you like would respond? And do you think that matters? That's even...
I feel like as I'm playing it, I feel like I should be playing as how like Batman should be playing.
Mm-hmm.
But my knowledge of Batman is not as vast as a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. So I kind of almost play as how I think my Batman would
react
in that instance, and by me saying my Batman, kind of like how if I was Batman, how I would probably play it. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
I guess it would depend on what Batman that you're kind of used to as well.
And I guess it's like, for me, it's kind of more loosely on the cinematic Batman and not on like comic book, because I really haven't read too much of the Batman comics itself. Mm-hmm. So my knowledge in the lore is not that vast, so
I don't know what you're saying. Mine's on the animated version, so you know.
I tried to run a middle ground with Batman and be like not like truthful if it made sense, and tried like I didn't end up lying to Lucius Fox's daughter and Gordon at the two instances where you could. But if like they were threatening me, like as Amanda Waller does a few times, I'm like, I don't really take too kindly to that.
Mm-hmm.
Could you not?
Yeah. Could you stop, please?
Could you not do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think personally, me, like, I joked about the animated Batman. I mean, that's kind of the Batman that I know the most about. Mm-hmm. I have read some of the comics, though. But anyways.
Well, I mean, especially near the end where she, like, chastises you for, like, screwing everything up. And it's like, well, where the hell were you during all of this?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like, we told you what was going on, and you're blaming us for screwing it up.
And yet, we saved your people.
Like, we
And yeah. You didn't know that your four agent or five agents or whatever were like taken hostage?
Yeah.
You knew where we were. You knew what was going on, and you dragged your feet getting here.
It's your typical law enforcement, your typical FBI agent from like any show. Especially, like, they're gone.
Especially at the water tower. And it was like, Waller is like, you know, share any information that you have with us. And it's like, hey, we have a solid lead on where the Riddler is. And then they're like, oh, we're too busy to follow up
with. Yeah, in meetings. Like,
seriously?
Except that they already knew because one of their dudes was there and dead, and they clearly didn't give a crap about it.
Well, they didn't know he was dead. They just knew that a guy was there. But it's
he went there and didn't like do any follow up when they hadn't heard from him. They're for,
he must
2 hours
have home for the day.
He was just taking a nap.
He went to get a taco. What are you talking
about? Yeah, I found myself for me personally, it was me playing as the Batman that I wanted to see, because I tend to play him more as Bruce Wayne than I do Batman. Like I play him as more humanistic, I think, than I've ever seen Batman in hardly anything. So maybe I'm playing him more like Clark Kent. I don't know. I think I'm crossing my DC franchises a bit, but yeah.
The animated Batman was pretty humanistic.
He was fun. God,
compared to the recent movie portrayals of the Nolanverse and the Zack Snyder, Zack Snyder's, which is based off of a very much more violent Batman.
Zack Snyder, got it.
Here's my main. I mean, I think we all started at the same point at the beginning of this game. You know, we all started with maybe 80% how we perceive Batman playing that way, but as things happen, it's like the meter is starting to move to okay, how am I going to maintain the relationships in this game?
Yeah,
it's
for
sure. I'm not answering as Batman. I'm answering as somebody who doesn't want to, annoy A, or do I want to annoy somebody else?
Yeah,
exactly. And it's like you're sort of getting led away from what you're, because of then we'll get to the end of this episode. It'll be like the things that happened because of what you did.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just, I'm just going to say, you get the feeling, I feel like Charlie Brown and Lucy with the football.
Womp, womp, womp.
It's like in these games, it's like, how many times am I going to fall for this? Worry, sweat over a decision, and then the things go 180 degrees in the other direction. It's like, okay, fine, if that's the way it's going to be.
It's like our own little video game soap opera, and I enjoy every second of it. Mike, yes, please. We've already talked about the Waller-Gordon relationship. So Agent Avesta. Lovely. You meet her first when you're Batman, and she kind of fangirls a bit, or pretends to. I think she's fangirling, and then she's
definitely fangirling.
But then she gets a little personal with her conversation. Tries to prod a bit. Did you guys respond to her, or did you kind of shut her out? Did you trust her right away, or was
I was slightly guarded because from just previous Batman things, it's the lady turns out to be some evil villain or something like that.
Yeah.
Mother of us, daughter of Gotham or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Ra's al Ghul's daughter all along.
No. Oh my God. Yeah.
But the interview with Batman, when she's with Batman, it's like, I'm getting set up. And then the way she treats Bruce Wayne, I'm like, boy.
OMG.
It's like, this is like, if, and boy, if she only realized she was talking to the same guy.
Yeah.
It's like, you just totally discredited yourself.
Yeah. She, that, That whole flip from how she talked to Batman to how she talked to Bruce when he was in his office later was just intense.
Like, told me everything I needed to know about her.
I think she did know, and so I think her fangirling was fake.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because she's trying to push the buttons she knows she has available to her whenever Bruce / Batman are in their separate identities, as it were. Because she was the one developing profiles on all these people.
Doesn't she work for Waller? Or am I not remembering that correctly? Wait,
okay. Waller says she has Agent Avesta, who is going to be your person, and Avesta gives you the file on the Riddler.
I think you're right.
And so then at the end, Waller tells you what she does, I'm pretty sure it's because of Agent Avesta's work.
I would agree. I would agree. I didn't put that together, but yeah. Because I mean it did seem kind of fake. It did seem kind of like
unprofessional for a Fed to come in and be like, "Oh my god, Batman."
For sure. Like, I think that, like, and we can talk about this later, but, like, her whole thing in the cage defending the agents, I think that was real. I think that she was really concerned, like, not wanting the agents to die.
I'll talk about my theory later.
But, yeah.
Wow, Madeline.
Yeah, I think I was very close-lipped with her because, again, she worked with Waller, so I was like, no, you know, you need to move along. And we can talk about theories on her after we talk about the boat later. So, you know, you're down back into the Batcave. So this is a really important one. What kind of music did you choose to play while you were down there?
Truth be told, I actually played up until the funeral like twice, because the first time I didn't have my game save downloaded, and I was just like, let me just go with it. And then I got so far, and I'm like, let me go do the hard work. And I downloaded my game save and got my choices put in. So the first time I played classical, the second time I played ambient.
Oh.
I played ambient. Didn't seem very ambient.
Well, when you put on ambient, he said something with the beat. And I'm like,
that's not ambient.
What does ambient mean to you, Bruce? I don't know.
Well, Telltale, like they always do, put a couple of those where you're like, that is not what I told you to say or do at all.
Sure. But usually it's like stuff that matters, not like your music choice.
Yeah, I did classical.
Is it actually classical music, though?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure that I really noticed it after it was on, but I'm pretty sure it was classical music.
Yeah,
it seemed like to totally go away like 15 seconds after you like walk away from the
bed. It was a very small like microphone thing, but then later on he has like the microphone like right up to the thing and you can hear it playing,
which is great.
Where was that before?
I want to do a record player or a what do they call those things,
controller,
phonograph,
there we go,
phonograph,
and it sounds like you'd get a really cool sound from that. Anyways, so that was important. So I want to talk about Alfred a bit, or as long as you guys want to, but I kind of was both sad and kind of, I guess, glad as far as writing wise that they gave him repercussions they showed repercussions from what happened to him back in season one with Lady Arkham. Anyone else have any thoughts on that?
I don't really know. I didn't play season one. I just something post-traumatic kind of happened.
Yeah. He was kidnapped, wasn't he, Frank and Chris?
Yeah. I thought, wasn't there an occasion where he could have lost an eye or something like that?
Yeah,
I vaguely remember that.
you had to, when you went to save him, you either had the option of showing your, revealing your identity, or not. And if you didn't, then Lady Arkham, or whatever her name was, like ripped Alfred's eye out.
Oh, I vaguely remember that now. Yeah,
it was pretty pivotal.
Have that happen?
No,
my Alfred has two eyes.
I don't remember what I chose. I didn't load in my game from last time because I'm playing on a different, different system. So I don't remember. But it was because, like, for those listening, like, when you're down the Batcave in this episode, Alfred will sometimes just kind of, like, you know, you'll see his hand shaking and,
I got to wait an hour.
Just some of the things that he says to Bruce, and you can choose to be like either stern with him or just tell him to like suck it up or be very empathetic with him down the Batcave. But I don't know. I just kind of like that. I think because like with Batman, I feel like a lot of the, or at least in the iterations I've seen, and like I said, I've read a few of the comics, and in the movies and stuff, like it seems like some of that traumatic stuff is just kind of brushed over sometimes, I feel like, and not really addressed, like the post-traumatic, effect to people on these horrible things that happen to them, like kidnapping and almost dying, and I don't know. I just kind of liked it.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like for Batman, like, the most important thing is that nobody dies versus that, that people come out okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of the reason why Batman fights the kind of villains that he does, because mm-hmm. nobody ever comes out okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure, for sure. Oh, wow. So your Alfreds became vengeful?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think it's... Dead. That mainly is probably hooked on the video?
I think so. And I didn't think that...
Because I had the same two... Except the third choice, I went a different way for how to get the information about
the Riddler. Yeah, I think mine was also vengeful.
And yeah, I even said something to him at one point about, like, we're not doing it this, like, at the funeral. I told him, we're not, this isn't about us. Like, this is about protecting Gotham and its citizens.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
We're not going to dissolve into vengeance. And then it showed me this, and I was
he
like,
still becomes vengeful.
You didn't listen.
He is not listening to you. He is his own man, Madeline.
That was strike one. Yeah, that was strike one. It's like, you got to be, anyway. Continuing on.
So how are you guys going to controls really quick? How are you guys digging the controls this time around? Do you think there's anything different that you like or anything? Just kind of feel the same as last season?
I love how slow it is to respond.
Oh, yeah.
Like it is amazing that it gives you so much time to react, to press the buttons.
Yeah, it's very forgiving this time around. Yeah.
Yeah, that's except it, you know, in the action sequences, yes. But then in the two things, the safe and the making the connections at the end in the last scene, it was like
the
timer really ran quick.
It's also hard to read what the choices are somewhat, because it's like, oh, go and like hit him or do this thing. And
much of an issue there, but I will say, it gives you plenty of time to react.
Mm-hmm.
The two things that I ran up against in the site, the safe, the water tower thing.
Mm-hmm.
I kept dying. One was because I walked to the safe and he would not move any further. and the time ran out.
Oh.
And it's like he would just not move at all to mm-hmm. get to the trigger where Gordon would shoot the thing with the electric.
Oh.
And I'm like, what is going on here? And then the second time was I'd select the safe and I kept moving the L joystick and nothing would happen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Happened to me too.
And then the other time was when you're on the boat and you're doing the final fight with the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
If you...
The Riddler?
The Riddler. If you press the wrong button, it's instant death.
Yeah.
At that point.
Oh, okay.
But, like any other time, it's like it gave you plenty of time to react. It seemed like there was, for me at least, I was playing on the PC with an Xbox controller.
Yeah.
That everything seemed to be pretty well labeled, easy to read as to what button you needed to press and what combo of buttons and actions you needed to press to do the action. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a weird dichotomy. It was like you had all day to do that stuff. When you're fighting, but that just when that the only thing I had a problem with is that stupid pointer, you know, and it's in a time sequence, and it's like this pointer moves slower than mm-hmm. you know, than molasses.
Yeah,
I played with keyboard and mouse, and I hated that safe because it took me like 4 times. And then I looked it up and still didn't fully understand what I had to do. Because the one thing was like, oh, you have to click and then move your mouse in circles. It's like I did click and move my mouse in circles. But they don't tell you how big of the circles you have to make.
Oh, well,
I was moving around in big circles and then it was all like, nope. And they don't tell you how to just click and move your mouse around in little tiny circles.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then every time you had to go and walk all the way over to stupid safes again because Telltale goes and puts stupid freaking checkpoints.
Or they
every time.
I mean, I think it's kind of silly to keep to blame Telltale when they're not even around anymore.
It feels wrong.
That's the one thing too that kind of annoyed me with the way they did the checkpoints when you died, because mm-hmm. it would replay the whole cutscene over again.
Oh yeah,
like just get me to the point where I have to do the action. I don't want to have to see the whole thing over again.
Yeah,
you failed. You must be punished.
Yeah, I know.
You have to watch everything.
You have to listen to the blather for another 30 seconds.
Yeah, I missed making a voice choice in the beginning with talking to whatever unnamed lady that Bruce was flirting with.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted to do that choice, so I had to go through the whole entire gun. Beat up the guy, take apart his gun thing again.
Nice.
It's like, no. Just point me outside of the stupid thing so I don't have to go and fight him again.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And just real quick, one other thing that's different from the other games. There is no, for lack of a better word, checkpointing in an episode. If you want to go change a decision, it's back to square one.
Oh,
you have to replay the whole episode.
Yeah, that'll teach you.
Yeah, I mean, The Walking Dead. It's like I didn't like that. I can rewind just that section of the episode. It's like, nope.
I wonder if some of it had to do with when the games were developed. If they didn't have that feature yet within it,
just don't bring up The Walking Dead with me right now.
Okay.
All right, wow. Somebody's.
Chris needs some time.
They're ending the comic tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's right.
This recording.
Yep. So.
Chris.
Yep.
Yeah.
Surprise everyone. so Tiffany and Lucius, when you're in when you're back at your office. So everything was going so well with these two that I immediately was afraid that something that I, well, I mean, I kind of hypothesized something horrible was going to happen. Cause for those listening, Tiffany, who was Lucius's daughter, who Lucius is the person that, that has been helping Batman, with his gadgets and works for Bruce, you know, to the world's in the world's eyes. But anyways, Tiffany starts work at, you know, at Wayne Industries and
has freaking awesome hair.
She's amazing. Yeah. She's super cool in this little part where she comes in Bruce's office with, you know, Lucius and has the little gadget sheet that she's showing him. Everything was going so well. It was like something's going to go wrong. I am afraid.
It's like getting that same vibe. And I'm like, and I actually started, I was a little worried because like, this is going to be a tension point for the whole, you know, game is, you know, Lucius versus Tiffany, you know, I might, you know, if I put Tiffany in danger, Lucius is going to get mad.
Yeah.
I'm thinking all this and I'm like, oh, well, there goes so much for that.
So were you guys open with Tiffany about like, because she was asking you a bunch of questions in the office with you and Lucius. Were you open with her in any way about like about the, because you had the puzzle box, about what the puzzle box was, and or did you, I kind of played kind of a like, I was like, yeah, I'm your dad's gonna help me with this, but I didn't clue her in too much, I guess.
I said it was above her pay grade because there's a lot of risk.
Yeah.
As we have seen that goes into working with Batman. So I didn't want her to be like, oh, this is cool, and then be dead as a result.
Yeah. Oh, I decided to be like, oh, sure, you know what you're doing.
Oh. And,
I
went that way too.
Trying to help out.
Yeah.
It didn't really change anything.
To the point where Lucius, I don't know if he's anybody else, I mean, the ones who went the other way, where Lucius is like, let's bring her on board and give her the down low on Batman.
Yeah, he still says that afterwards. Yeah, after she leaves, he still says something. And I was like, I was kind of middle of the ground with that too. I was like, well, let's talk about it later, you know? Mm-hmm. I didn't want to like bring her in first day. And then plus, she's young. She has her whole life ahead of her, as they say. So, Agent Avesta comes in. This is the part where she interrogates Bruce.
Hide the file.
Hardballed. Oh, yeah. Did you guys? I was able to hide the file.
Yeah, I don't think it's pretty much hard not to. Like,
I don't know.
Push I wish and slide. I could be that sleight of hand in real life.
Yeah.
I would have just sat on it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Sit in the middle of the desk like a kid.
Yeah.
So did you guys play? I mean, well, and but also I was thinking, I was like, that would be awfully ballsy of her to like just walk over to your desk in your office and like flip through a file on your desk.
Yeah.
Emblem on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Does anybody else find the file on him to be a little bit small? It had like two sheets of paper.
Yeah,
psychological. Yeah, we've been following like this guy for years.
Psychological profile ever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a news article.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they. I mean, I don't think Telltale did this on purpose, but I wouldn't be surprised if the feds withheld some information.
Oh, anything. Yeah,
they're just
anything
like hand over, handing out. Stuff.
Here's the need. Here's the need to know stuff. Yeah.
Were you guys tight-lipped with the agent as Bruce, or you know, did you play it cool? I tried to play as cool as I could, but
I tried to play it cool, but I was like, "Are you threatening me?"
Oh, sure, yeah, because obviously she does get threatening. Yeah,
yeah. Like I like being.
I tried to play baffled businessman until. Mm-hmm. The very end.
Yeah.
And then I was like, get the hell out.
Yeah. No, for
the very
sure.
end, I did the same, Madeline. And at the very end, I just didn't say anything. I was just like,
fucking crazy. She was getting very intense.
Just let it go. You know, that's it. We're done.
My anxiety level was rising. That's for sure.
And Blake, the poor, I'll just say it right now. The poor ex-agent Blake.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. So, you know, then the explosion happens. And unfortunately, that's the end to Lucius.
Lucius.
Mm. He did good, Batman. He did.
Yeah. Yeah. next we have the funeral for Lucius, where you have a little conversation with his daughter, Tiffany, starting around the, well, pretty much around the casket of all places.
Yeah. So how did that go
for you guys? For me, it went horribly.
I think it's unavoidable.
It went decent. She got a little bit like, because I like said like, oh, I asked a little bit too much of him, and she got like a little bit like, ugh.
Did you tell her that the puzzle box was something you gave him?
I said that I had no idea that it was something dangerous, and he scanned it and it wasn't explosive.
That's what I said too.
And we found out it wasn't actually explosive.
Yeah.
It was homing missiles.
Right.
But yeah. Like,
and then she gets pretty upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told the truth. Yeah, I think that's another no-win situation. I told the truth.
Probably.
And she gets very upset. And it's like, you know,
go ahead, Frank.
I was just gonna say it was a no-win. It was like she's gonna get
Did anybody lie?
Yeah, did anyone hide the information? No. Okay. We're just all too, like, altruistic, I guess. Man.
as I pulled up now, 78% of people who played left her furious. So
yeah, she was furious with me as well. She was furious with me as well.
We didn't know that she was going to get super upset because we didn't know what he was exactly going to say besides like, oh, the thing wasn't dangerous.
Well, like, yeah, well, and but even what he said, like,
wasn't that bad.
I mean, at least in my, but I mean, I'm also not a grieving daughter over her father either. So
you're not standing by your dad's casket.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, gotta give it that. But
it doesn't really even have much of a body in it.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Wow.
He was actually cremated before he was put in a casket.
Brought it back down. And so then John shows up. Good old John, aka.
So you're reeling from that reaction. And then, yeah.
Yeah, you hear John back in the back, smoozing it up with people. It's great.
Going out with the bang.
Oh. MG.
Yeah.
So how did you guys react to John? Were you like placating him, you know, or were you like stern?
I grabbed him too.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like was let's go talk over here. Kind of like the how you kind of treat somebody who isn't quite all there. And trying to do their best.
Yeah. No, that's kind of how I try to handle it too. I was like, well, and then he gives you a get well soon card.
Yes. With a cat on it.
I was like, this is the weirdest like relationship I've ever seen. Did,
and then it had like a frowny face and like the
and his O.
Yeah.
I took a really long time to actually like take the card because I wanted to see what would happen. And his smile just like keeps getting bigger and bigger. And he like looks out from around the side with this giant creepy smile. And I'm like, okay, I can't take it anymore. Get the card.
Eventually, the crease is so big it gets into like Gary's mod level of creepiness.
It's
very close.
It's so weird because,
it's almost precious.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, we know who this is.
You know who he is. You know.
And so I'm trying really hard to not act like it's the Joker. I'm trying really hard to just be Bruce, who's like,
dear God, please don't make a scene and please leave and as again, soon as possible.
Yeah, it goes to that whole like franchise, like a game that's based on a franchise. Like, it's so hard for me not to act out like, oh, well, this is this guy's the Joker. I cannot side with him. I cannot. But then it's so hard to like break away from that and be like, I just need to like act out like Bruce would be acting right now. Like, you know, who doesn't know? He only knows that this guy is weird and that he's extremely eccentric. You
stabbed
know,
the dude in prison.
Yeah.
Mental prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my friend who doesn't go outside much and has and dyes his hair green.
It is so, yeah. And then everyone's looking at you because he's talking like this in a church
service.
In the service.
And he wants to take a selfie.
Yelling, but he's being loud.
It was honestly a great scene. It was
wonderful.
It was just a very interesting because you're kind of like, I don't. And it was interesting, even though, again, it's railroaded and you know it's railroaded, but it's interesting choices in like how you respond to him, because you can either be very stern or you can be like, haha, that's nice, John. Like,
Did anybody else smile for the photo?
No.
I told him.
Put it away.
We're in the funeral.
I decided to smile.
Oh gosh. What happened, Kevin?
He just gives like a little tiny smile.
Okay.
And takes like a flash photo.
Oh gosh.
And so everybody takes a selfie, which has a flash. So everybody kind of looks at you a little bit like,
no.
Oh god. Oh, and then later on, when you're getting the text messages from him.
Oh, yeah.
Does he send it to you?
He sends it to you. He's like, oh, I sent it as my phone background. Bless.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's so precious.
Man.
He has a cool phone color, too. His phone is purple with a green stripe on the back.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
It's like the Joker. That's a cool phone color. Bright purple phone.
All I can think about when he's trying to take the selfie is this photo will bite me in the ass so hard later on.
Yeah.
The FBI is probably gonna find this photo.
Yeah. I was worried because I think the agent
Avesta
had already asked him about it in his office. So I was like, oh boy, this is good timing. Did you guys agree to? I don't know if you could not agree to meet his friends, but did you guys agree to meet his friends?
Yes.
Yes.
I did, even though I haven't played the first game, so I was like, I don't know what I did.
I agreed to meet his
friends. I owe you a favor, but.
He. Can't.
Whatever. I don't want you to make a scene.
He helped you escape. He helped you escape from the asylum.
Yeah.
I remember, I gotten that much in the backstory from characters, I guess.
Yeah. But. Yeah, Bruce was put into an asylum for a bit in the first season, and John was there and helped you break out. So, isn't that sweet? Oh, boy. Did anyone plant the tracking device on him?
Yes.
Ooh, I didn't.
I did not.
I did.
I did not.
Because I had already been so nice to him the whole time. You, like, pat him on the shoulder.
True. Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, good. That totally fits with, as long as he doesn't find it.
That's what
we've been doing.
I don't want him to, like, find a tracking device on him, although, yeah.
He's already got very mismatched buttons, so maybe he'll just think it's another weird button.
Oh God! Is it on the front of his shirt?
Directly under his collar on the front side of the collar.
No.
Directly under the collar, which is not at all where you pat him on the back, but somehow that's where. Yeah. I don't know if it has little legs and like crawls around. But.
Oh, that's perfect! Wow. Okay.
Which in classical video game lore, people never change clothes. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh sure, sure.
So for this dude, I wouldn't be surprised.
He also just got out of insane asylum prison. I don't think he really has access to clothes.
Yeah.
Or many clothes.
So fast forward to being in the Joker, we've already talked about, I mean, not the Joker's, at the Riddler's little cage that you have to break out of with Gordon. Though after that, though, did you guys tell Gordon about Lucius, the truth about Lucius, or?
Yes.
Yes.
I said I didn't lie to him, but I said I can't tell him.
Okay.
Ooh,
yes, interesting. Well, I said I can't talk about it. I said basically that he was working for Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I couldn't talk about it any further.
Yeah, I think I said something similar. And then I just told Gordon, I was like, well, it's your, because Gordon was like, what do you expect me to do with this? And I'm like, do what you want. Do what you feel like you need to do. Like,
yeah.
I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
So did you guys decide to go after Maury X or Eli Nabel?
Maury.
I went after Eli.
Nice. I'm glad someone didn't go after Maury, because then we'd all have just Maury stories.
Main reason being,
you are not the father.
I knew. Well, probably it was. I don't know. It probably hurt me, but it's more like I knew that the Maury, you know, just reading into it, if I went after Maury, that would hurt Bruce Wayne and the agency even more. They would probably pick up on that. They're watching Maury, and they're going to see Bruce Wayne go talk to Maury.
True. True. So, did you feel the meeting with Eli went?
Well, the choices with Eli were pretty interesting. You meet, who's the police officer from the first episode that you sort of help out? I forget her name now. Montoya or something like that.
Oh yeah,
the female cop.
Mm-hmm.
She's sort of like Gordon's second in command now,
mm-hmm.
and she says, you know, yeah, she says, Gordon's going to be a little annoyed that you didn't tell him about this. And she reminds you that, you know, Gordon likes things by the book before you go in and interrogate Eli. And Waller is basically telling you, go full throttle, do whatever you need to get the information. I'll, you know, I don't care kind of talk before you go in and talk to him. When you go into the interrogating room, he's beat the crap out. You know, he's had the crap beat out of him by the agency. And he's like, cowering in a fetal position in the corner. And so keeping what, you know, the officer said in mind, I like gave him the good cop treatment. You know, you got to help me, blah, 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 blah. And before she leaves the interrogation room, Waller says, do you want me to turn the camera off and keep this off the record? And it's like, then I'm like, no, I have nothing to hide, basically.
Yeah.
Batman response. So you basically try to talk him down, and his main hitching point is you can't get away from the Riddler. And then I guess everybody at the same time, we developed the bat signal thing with the little micro camera, the micro drone that Tiffany
yeah,
developed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the psych out is you use that to convince him that rockets are heading toward him, and then you show him you can stop it. So that's what gets him to tell you where the Riddler is.
Interesting.
Oh, so. Okay. Yeah, with Maury, it was, kind of cut and dry. You just kind of go in. You can either, you know, you can play it cool or be a little more domineering towards him. And of course, you know, he thinks that he has the upper hand or has the upper hand. He has I think the drive that he has the Riddler's location, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he has a little thumb drive with the Riddler's location. And so then you can either, says, you know, well, I'll give this to you, you know, out of respect for, cause he said that he has respect. He had respect for Bruce's father. Since for those listening, if you're unaware, in the first season of the Batman Telltale series, it was revealed that Batman's father was like one of the top criminals in Gotham.
Also the reason why there's so many crazy people.
Also the reason why there's so many crazy people. So you know, this Mori guy, you know, was kind of like, you know, I have respect for him, so I will do this for you, but I still expect something in return, and asked for you to transfer money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Transfer some money to him. So you can either do that or take the thumb drive by force. I was afraid, and so I gave him the transfer.
Mm. I just choked him out until he quit, and then I grabbed the thumb drive and ran away. Because I was like,
choked him out until he quit.
And if I give him this money, then he's going to get on the plane and get out of the country and be out of everybody's reach.
Yeah.
And he was the dude I was initially canvassing at the very beginning of this game. So I'm not going to, I didn't want to give him an out.
That's a good strategy.
So I just beat him up instead, but as Bruce Wayne.
And it still worked. It still worked. You got your thumb drive, and see, I was just afraid. I was like, okay. All right, here's some money for you. Hopefully I can track this later. but yeah. So all right. Well, I guess like both decisions lead you to the Riddler's boat, where he has a couple of agents captive, as well as agent. Avesta. In the cage, or he puts her in the cage with you, and he asked you a series of riddles. If you guess them correctly, he lets off
one of the supersonic blast things.
Yeah. And if you don't answer correctly, he kills one of the agents, I think, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have the choice to be like, because like you have Agent Avesta being like, you know, don't answer the questions, you know, don't let him, or you know, answer the questions or whatever. Anyways, she wanted the supersonic sound to be let off, so she would be, you know, so she would get the brunt of it, because of she didn't want to see the agents die. So you had the choice of choosing in between having her suffer and eventually lose her hearing after getting that sound, I think twice, two or three times, or having some of the agents killed. So what did you guys go for there?
Rest in peace, Agent Blake.
Oh, man.
I got twice I went with it. And then, third time. So I said, all right, third time, let me see what happens. I think I refused to answer the question. And the guillotine device comes over on Blake and promptly kills him. Which I didn't. That's okay. I didn't like him anyway.
What kind of flack did you get for that?
Because
this is a Telltale game.
She took it pretty well.
Oh,
really?
Avesta. Yeah, she's like, she felt responsible for Avesta's death.
For Blake's death?
Blake, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Weird. Yeah, she's like, I got him into this trouble, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, okie dokie.
Cool, it's not my fault.
I didn't like it. I was going to, I wish there was a response. Yeah, he was a jerk anyway.
Well, she lost, Agent Avesta lost hearing in mine.
So that's what happens. Yeah. If you answer the questions correctly, she loses her hearing.
Yeah, because she gets blasted with it like two or three times. And so, I think it's only twice because the Riddler said three times and it just kills them.
So the other thing too is you can choose not to answer the question and she'll answer it for you. Mm-hmm. And you can choose to just not say anything and she'll say it for you.
Okay. I guess she still goes deaf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Except on the very last question, if you don't answer in time, because the Riddler's like, no, you have to answer this one. Then he blasts you again and it kills her.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird because even if you do answer, he still blasts you again and she just goes deaf.
Telltale.
If it kills her, it is a game over.
He puts that signal on for 2 seconds longer, and she's
just
gone.
Enough, and it's she's from gone. Deaf to dead.
Yeah, deaf to dead.
Yeah,
it's a 2-letter slide there.
I had the other thing, that one thing, or that like, oh, if you waited 1 second too long, that thing happened early at 2 other points of the game. I just. To Riddler's speech in the beginning when he's holding his cane and I got my throat slit. And then I ended up getting set on fire because I didn't end up exiting the chamber fast enough.
So, Madeline, you said you had a theory about Agent Augusta.
I was really sad that she... if she dies, that it's a game over because she was really aggressive to me as Bruce, and I would have been a little bit more comfortable without that kind of heat on my tail.
Yes.
And also, she has the same exact color eyes as the Riddler and the same facial structure as well.
Ooh, interesting.
So it probably doesn't mean anything, but I was pretty sure that she was related to the Riddler. Because he talked about the agency and how they had created him and screwed him over.
True. Very true.
That's my Agent Augusta theory. We'll see where it goes.
We'll see where it goes.
Probably nowhere, but...
it'll be interesting how it plays out from here if she's deaf or if she's not deaf.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wonder if like she'll even have that big of an impact in the rest of the game. Because it seems like that would be a big like difference in what could be happening.
Yeah.
And in what she'd be able to like tell you or go after you about. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be like
she'll just carry around her phone and make you do talk to text.
Maybe she'll Now watch. Next episode 2, she's gonna come in with like some kind of like crazy hearing device.
Yeah.
It's like that allows her to hear even though she's technically deaf. Oh, that's gonna happen
with like crazy. No, Kevin, that's way too pedestrian for this kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Darn it, I forgot.
It's gone. So did you guys try to take the fall for Gordon? Even though I don't think you could, but
yeah,
you know. Waller goes after Gordon about the whole thing.
But I did, and she was like, oh, go take some vacation time. And
so it's
you don't have any, we're taking away your stars.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
I know. And I don't understand why she's because I was like, if you're going to blame anyone, blame me. And then she was like, I'll get to you later. But then later she's like, we're going to be on a team now.
Yeah, on my side.
Like, what? Okay. All right. You try. Like, I mean, you have to semi trust me. Whoever, me and you, Madeline, got like the same one, like the same relationship statuses on all of these. So anyway, so then we get to the cliffhanger. So what did you guys think? What's your hypothesis for the next episode?
Well, first off,
yes.
After I get, done the thing in the cage and everything, Gordon comes over and goes off on me.
Oh no.
Absolutely, and our relationship is now like severed.
What? Why? Yeah. Is it because you got the agents killed?
No. I have no idea. Look at my thing. I'm 22 betrayed. And it's like, I have the same two things as Madeline. Appreciated you backing up. He was suspicious when you refused to talk to Lucius. But he felt betrayed because you went behind his back, I guess, with the Eli thing.
Oh,
so one thing,
yes.
One decision, and he breaks it off on me?
Yeah, I think the Eli things were, because I looked at the game to see what the major decisions were and how you acted with Maury or Eli ends up having a big impact, which is kind of
interesting.
Dumb that like one decision.
What? I don't.
I mean, yeah. Gordon was mad at me that the Riddler was dead, but
yeah, it must be more because like
there's going to be a lot of paperwork, and now we
yeah.
Find out who he was working with and whatever. We're never speaking again.
It must solely be because you chose Eli. Because I think, okay, because like, hear me out. Because Madeline, your relationship is steadfast, which is what mine was. And you went a totally different direction with Maury than I did. You killed him. I gave him the transfer.
I didn't kill him. I just put him in a neck brace. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Wow, he's going to be coming after you. Good luck.
Yeah, but maybe I can be Batman when he comes after me. Maybe. Bruce Wayne,
so we made two different choices and we still have the same relationship with Gordon, but because Frank went with Eli, so it must be the Eli thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he does go off on me about the Riddler being dead, but then he's like, and you got this Eli guy, you went to talk to this Eli guy behind my back, and then, you know.
Oh, did you beat him?
No, I
didn't. You just told us.
I didn't lay a hand on him. I was like totally hands off with him.
Well, when you had the choices, I think Alfred said if you do talk to Eli, it might strain your relationship with
Gordon. He did.
I figured I had a far better relationship with Gordon. Silly me. Bruce Wayne had with the agency. So it's like, okay, I can afford to take the hit, you know, with Gordon. Gordon's a good bud. He's a good friend of mine. I've saved his ass a lot of times.
Yeah. It might have been some of the other decisions, because apparently if you don't beat up Eli, like you get an improved relationship with Gordon.
I did not beat up Eli. I didn't lay a hand on him.
Oh, maybe it was the
I think same, I know. I
same
think.
exact thing with Luke. Just then Madeline, same exact pattern.
Yeah, and I think it's just if he chose Eli.
And I backed him up to the nines at the casino. So it's like this totally left me like, WTF, Gordon?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Because my relationship, the thing for my relationship with Waller says because I went behind her back to talk to Maury, she will work with me, but begrudgingly. So she's mad at me for that.
Yeah.
So, it's that one decision that says who you upset.
Yeah. So did anyone, because you had the option when you're talking with Waller there at the end to say that John was involved. Did anyone say that John was involved? I didn't.
No, I didn't.
No.
I might have. I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't feel like there was enough in like proof to say that it was him.
Yeah,
like, it kind of looked like him on the bridge, and it was a green dart thing.
That's right. There were friends that were supposed to come.
Mm-hmm. It's that didn't
show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like John is just kind of like trying to kind of find his way since he's got out.
To the Joker?
I don't think he's really in like I'm gonna go and like murder him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he mentioned at the like at the chapel that he was trying that like the others didn't like him.
Yeah. So to me, it seemed like it would be somebody else who probably knows more what's going on, because the Joker got out of prison, 4 months ago?
Yeah.
It could also be Harley Quinn.
Yeah, it could have been Harley
Quinn. Or Harley.
Or some other person that they're working with.
Because they did mention her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to meet Harley next episode, I guess.
Woohoo! So anything else that we missed that we didn't chat about with this episode? And the big cliffhanger for those listening was that Waller knows that you're Bruce Wayne, or at least she says so. She says she's talking to you and she was like, you know, something, blah, blah, blah. We're going to make a great team. She's saying this to Batman. You're in the bat suit. And then she's like, we're going to make a great team or something like that. And she's like, Bruce Wayne.
And then he's like,
cut to black. So either, either like it's going to be like a known thing that she knows next episode, or it's going to like, he's going to play it off as like, you know, you don't know that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean, Bruce Wayne? My name is John Doe.
Bruce Wayne.
Anyway, so
my name's Adam West.
Anything else that you guys want to talk about?
If you're going to shoot someone with a dart or any sharp object, please don't put it in their neck.
Like, doesn't work.
It needs to hit a large muscle group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
And it wasn't that big of a dart either.
No.
Did the,
Where would be a better spot?
Did the deafening thing make sense? Science?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why Batman was really protected, though,
because he's just wearing, like, his bat helmet thing.
That's basically, Bruce Wayne doesn't have science to help him. He actually just has bat magic, so it's all hand waves.
Does he have like super bat earplugs or something?
No, technically with his like super bat hearing, he should be absolutely deaf. but like I said, it's just bat magic, so.
Science,
you couldn't make that shot with a dart. From that bridge.
No.
Totally impossible.
Also, darts don't usually inject everything the second they get into you. So if you pull it out, it won't have injected all of the dose. So
It didn't really even seem like it had injected everything.
No. Batman just sat there and watched Riddler choke. And I was like, okay, that's whatever.
Yeah. All right.
I also felt like Riddler should have been slightly older.
Well, yeah, at least in my book, totally wrong.
He spent a lot of time inside, out of the sun.
Yeah, true. So, thanks, guys, for chatting. Next week, we are talking about episode 2, The Pact, of Batman, Enemy Within. And then on Thursday, on July 25th, we have our special night, special chat of Dragon Age 2. And then our next month chat is on August the 13th for Pyre. So if you want to get a head start, head start it. So one more game chat. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcasts under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat, Instagram at The Game Chat, and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or a topic for our current game, and we might read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. You can join us on a chat by emailing us at jointhechat@thegamechat.net, or you can send us wonderful pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week where we're chatting about, again, episode 2 of Batman, The Enemy Within. And so until next Tuesday, thanks for listening, and I'll chat at you later. Bye.
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 Next bad time, next bad channel.